Ready.
There you go.
Meeting order for January the 12th. Everybody had a great New Year's and a great Christmas. Gonna start out this meeting with better yet. Reverend Snodgrass will help us open up our meeting. Ladies and prayer.
Heavenly Fathers, we come to you tonight, Lord. We just come to give you thanks for the days that you've given us. Lord, we give you thanks for the new year as we look forward to growth and to just having a wonderful year. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we ask you to, again, be with our firefighters, our police officers, Lord, our first responders. Keep them safe, God, as they go out and do the job that they have been trained to do to protect us, Lord. We ask you to be with our military that are serving not only here in the United States, God, but around the world, as they provide the freedom that we have to be able to gather together like this. Lord, we ask you to be with our government, Lord, of our states and our trustees, God. Let the decisions they make, Lord, be the benefit of all of our citizens. God, we ask for your blessing upon this township and all of its residents, and we'll give you the glory in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Got the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. John.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm ready.
I don't see anything here on the... everybody look at the minutes? The special meeting?
Yes.
I did. Everything's fine.
Okay. I had no
I'm
problem.
Okay with them.
I'm okay with it.
So make a motion we accept the special meeting December 19th minutes as tonight.
Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
Don? John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. And now we restructure the board. Every year, at the beginning of the year, the first thing that's done after we open up is a restructuring of the board. That's when they decide what the payroll is going to be, new chairman, vice chairman, and how we're going to do things at our meeting times and so forth. So I'll turn over to Lisa to...
Okay. Good evening, everybody. At this time, I am going to open the nominations for the 2017 Chairman of the Board. Do I have any nominations?
Yes, I'd like to nominate John Fleshman. I think John has been here, I think, 3 years now. I think it'd be advantageous to the township as a whole to have somebody other than one person that knows all the procedures and everything. Therefore, I'd like to place John for chair.
Is there anyone else want to nominate anyone?
It's up to you.
It's up to you. I mean,
I'm not going to nominate myself. You've nominated as many as nominated.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Don's been doing it for a while. And I have no problem with that. I don't want to take something away from someone if they're doing it and they want to continue. It would be up to you. It doesn't matter to me.
It comes to the vote.
I understand that, but we have a discussion with it. I mean, what's best with the town?
Two out of three.
I know. It's just awkward.
Okay, with no other further nominations, I'll close the nominations. And we'll move on for the vote. First person is John Fleshman. Has been nominated, and I need a vote. John, you abstain or?
Yeah.
Or you can go no, either one.
Yeah, you can say no too.
I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I can do the job and stuff like that. But we're in a situation where
it's a vote, John. Just vote.
Just no vote. No vote.
You say yes or no?
I'll say yes. If we need to, but see, that's just it. I don't know.
You already said yes.
Okay, you're done.
No, he can change his mind whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can change, you can change your mind. If you want Donna's chair, you just say no.
I don't mind Donna. As long as Donna wants to do the chair, I have no problem with that.
I'm just saying you have to say a yes or no. Do you want you to be chair or the meeting chair? Do you understand?
Or I can abstain.
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 Okay. Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, and then a vote for Don Cook. John?
Abstain.
Don?
Yes. You're going to be voting for you wanted, John.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our new 2017 chairman is Don Cook.
See, that makes it very difficult because...
Welcome, Don Cook, as 2017 chairman. Now, at this time, I will open
the... I'm just trying to get you to understand how the vote went.
Right, I understand that, but from my point,
you didn't want
it just, it's tough because we know each other. We all work together, and if you've, you know, we don't get to talk about
well,
this stuff.
That's just the way it is, John.
I know. Right. It's just tough. It's a hard...
We need to move on.
Right. And you can't talk about it because it's a meeting if you get together and talk about it.
All right. At this point, I open up the nominations for 2017 vice chair.
I'd like to nominate John Fleshman.
Okay. Don Cook nominated John Fleshman. Are there any other nominations? Okay, at this time I close the nominations for the 2017 vice chair. Okay, John. John Fleshman has been nominated for 2017 vice chair.
Yes.
John?
Because I'll be happy to do that.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Our 2017 vice chairman is John Fleshman. And I turn the chair back over to the chairman, Don Cook.
I think we need to, there's a bunch of resolutions in here, and one of them, I'll just go ahead and read the resolutions on somebody, and then we'll go back to the payroll.
Okay.
We make a motion to approve resolution 17002, is that our fiscal officer will be paid at the first of every month, whatever our first meeting is, it will be paid on the first meeting of the month.
Okay, I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
Don?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And make a motion that the trustee, make a motion to pass resolution 17003, that the trustees will be paid on the last pay period of the month.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
If anybody who wants to discuss this, maybe you want to change your pay to the first or the last, it doesn't matter to me.
It's fine.
Ralph?
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Number four?
Good for that one. Well, we can go back into that one. We'll do our resolutions. Our meetings. We need to discuss when we're going to have our meetings from now on. Is everybody still happy with Thursday, 6:30, 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Where's that one at?
Well, it's not in. It's something we've always...
Okay.
We do that one also. I don't think there's a resolution.
No, just a motion. Motion to have...
Whatever happened with us discussing some of them... I know I said this, it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but or maybe it was a year ago I mentioned it. I know there's talk that every other meeting for the people that can't come because they work evenings, if we had every other meeting, 12, noon, 1, well, 12 and noon is the same thing, but 1 or 2 or 12 or...
It seemed like we had a lot of opposition to that, and I don't really care myself.
I mean,
that's going to be nice.
I like 12 or noon.
Yeah. Like the first like meeting of the month being...
The first meeting of the month would be at 6:30, our regular meeting.
Well, if you have it the last meeting for the evening, these guys can all give their stats for the whole entire month at that, at the end of
also
the month.
The first of the meeting...
They can give the stats for the rest.
That's true, too.
Which is easier for you.
That's true.
Does it matter?
Well, we're supposed to be here at the first meeting anyhow, right?
Right. So, I think, like I say, you need it so it's easy for everybody to remember. And say, like, the first of the month would be at 6:30. And then the second meeting would be at noon.
Okay.
And then if there is a third meeting, you could go back to the 6 o'clock or leave it at noon. I don't care. What's the public want? I mean, is anybody out there?
Does an afternoon meeting?
Mary, what do you think about?
I like the 6:30 meeting every night on Thursday.
It just makes it difficult for us.
That's what I ask a lot of people. You know, to me, a day would be
just
great.
Makes it a long day when you're
but
working all day and then you're here for 3-4 hours.
How many come? Because I think we've had people that came for different reasons. I'm sorry?
I couldn't answer you that. I don't know.
Not for 7
Let's
o'clock.
Show a hand. How many wanted at 6:30 every other Thursday night? Leave it the way it is.
Yeah. I think that's...
Look at the people that come to the meeting.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Who comes to the meeting?
The same
folks. Majority would like to have it at 6:30. So I think we leave it at 6:30.
And really, the poll that I'd taken before, there was a lot more residents than this that I've spoken with, too. So,
okay.
You know,
so I just said that.
So a motion to have the meetings on Thursdays at 6:30. No change.
Every other Thursday at 6:30.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay.
We're pretty much the same schedule as what it was last year.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, we'll have another meeting at 6:30. Okay. Resolution, bill, payroll.
Resolution 17001. Stand for the very first one of this year. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount of $93,349.86 from check number 41834 to check number 41902.
I need a second, please.
I'll second it.
Don?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Are we okay with not having a resolution to make the separate payrolls in December? We made a resolution to pay all payrolls.
Yes, you did.
But
yeah, we don't need to do it again.
We was talking about making another resolution like for each month and to pay the bills so that we could. We need an accounting so that the public can see at least the bills that was paid.
For last December?
For December.
I can bring them in next time.
Okay, well, let's list them next time.
So we'll list them.
We always list the bills and stuff on the back of our minutes or our agenda so that everybody can see what we spend.
We had no meetings last time.
We haven't had any events, so we'll put December bills and stuff on the back of our next month so that everybody can see what we spend and where it's at and our payroll and everything for the last for December. And we're good with our resolutions because we made the one to make all bills and payroll for the month of December.
Okay.
I think that should take care of that one. We were just going to put an amount in there. Okay. Okay, this is going to get a little long. It's been about a month and a half since we've had a meeting. We've got a bunch of resolutions here to go through. I make a motion to pass Resolution 17004. This is the fiscal officer to move funds from one department to another area to pay bills and payroll.
I need a second, please.
When you do this, you still notify the board when you do it, don't you?
Yeah, I also let them guys know. Yeah.
Is anybody... We're pretty well paid up, but the department's all...
Yeah.
Fire department's the only one that owes.
Oh, you're talking about transfers?
Yeah.
This particular one is like, if they have their electric and they're like $23...
Short.
Yeah. I just go down to contingency and I just move that up.
Okay.
That's what this one means.
Okay. You need a second?
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
Can you second it even though you're at it?
You need a second.
I second that.
John's in a hurry.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
just take us away from here for a month and we just lose everything.
I know.
Make a motion to pass 17005. This authorizes the fiscal officer to pay reoccurring monthly bills.
Annual.
Vendors, like electric, gas, so forth. Insurance.
Right. Can I have a second, please?
Second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
I have a question here, Rob. On the 2016 bills, with all the ones that we paid in December and everything, are we we're current on them?
Yeah, they're done.
Okay.
Unless somebody sends them in that they were late last year, but they'll be paid this month.
So everything's up.
And that will go towards their 2017 budget.
Okay.
But there's nothing I can do about it if they sent them late.
Exactly. But all that you received for 2016 is paid.
Everything was paid.
Okay.
In December that I had.
Thank you.
Okay.
I make a motion to pass resolution 17006. It's an open PO for Heritage for EMS supplies not to exceed $6,000.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What this gives the fire department and different departments the authorization they can spend up to that amount of money before they come back to the board and they have to ask for another PO. But this saves coming every month or two with another PO that you have to read. This gives them open for the year that they can spend. I make motion pass resolution 17007, open PO for gear gas for medical oxygen not to exceed $3,000.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And where they get these not to exceed $3,000, $6,000 is pretty close to what they spent last year. In other words, if they spent $5,500, they just asked for $6,000 this year, so they're within their budget. Make a motion to pass resolution 17008, open PO for Bound Tree for EMS supplies not to exceed $6,000.
A second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Let me just ask a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the supplies that we're buying now, Chief, is that our annual?
No, we're even close. We spend about $60,000 to $70,000 a year in EMS supplies.
Oh, okay.
But you also got to figure that's $1 million revenue.
Exactly. So we were looking at maybe approximately a quarter of the year for the amount that we've
got. No, that'll cover 2 months maybe.
2 months. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe is what I've been taught is we can't get a blanket from PO for more than $6,000.
Right.
The state doesn't really agree with doing that, so
right.
We just go to the max and it gets us by 2 months.
Right, because there's always POs that come in through the end toward the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
And see,
we probably write
the next time, Ralph, when they have a PO and they're buying supplies and it only comes to like $500, he will use this resolution number instead of a PO number. He'll write 17-008 till it gets out to the,
and
he gets close to 6,000, then he will close it. He will close this one, and then he'll give us a new one.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
He'll come out with another resolution. He'll say this replaces the resolution.
Right. And then he doesn't have to bring that bill to you guys because you already did a resolution up to.
Just keeps running until you get them out. Okay.
Basically, I would have 30 POs a month for Bound Tree.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Make a motion to pass resolution 17009, open PO for Tuffy EMS vehicle service not to exceed $1,500.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion passed resolution 17010, open PO for Napa for EMS vehicle service not to exceed $1,000.
Need a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion passed resolution 17011, open PO for Staples for EMS office supplies not to exceed $2,500.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm going to change your name, John.
Oh, yeah. Are we done over there? Yes.
And Ralph.
I vote yes, yeah.
She's got me messed up because I always say John, Don, Ralph, but she's got them here, Don, John, Ralph.
I don't want to get John out of rhythm. I'm not going to second anything here.
Yes, when she orders staples, it just comes out of here. You guys don't order anything yourself.
Right.
If we have one person that does all the ordering of office supplies, it's cut down and saved us a lot of money and time by doing that. Make a motion to pass Resolution 17012. It's an open PO for a strict cycle for EMS medical waste not to exceed $500.
Need a second, please?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17013, an open PO for PH&S for EMS gloves not to exceed $5,000.
Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17014, open PO for Vermed for EMS physio supplies not to exceed $1,000.
Any a second, please?
A second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17015. It's an open PO for Aero Enter for EMS IO needles not to exceed $5,000.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17016, open PO for Premier Paper for fire office supplies not to exceed $2,000.
Need a second, please?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
You got two.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's like a duplicate there.
Yeah. I was just going to say, let's just hold that one.
Number 17?
Yeah.
Oh, she accidentally put it twice.
And if we need that 17, we'll use it someplace else tonight.
Okay.
Premier paper. What is that?
That's our toilet supplies, toilet paper, hand towels.
That's our new janitorial supply vendor is what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we go to 18.
Make a motion pass Resolution 17018, open PO for Lowe's for fire station repairs not to exceed $1,000.
Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion pass Resolution 17019, open PO for Batteries Plus for fire batteries not to exceed $1,500.
Need a second, please?
How's that, Chief? And what batteries is that?
We are we have to change our SCBA batteries.
I say that's special batteries because I've seen
Melissa
gets a lot of batteries, your small stuff that she needs.
Yeah, these are heavy duty commercial grade batteries for our SCBAs.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Okay.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17020, open PO for Sutherland for fire station supplies not to exceed $750.
John?
Yes. And what type of supplies are Sutherland? Is that just like odds and ends that you guys may need?
Yeah, it's the bills usually come out to like $1.40 when I get a Sutherland bill. Like they get run over there to buy
a screw and nut.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a second first.
I did.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion passed Resolution 17021, open PO for Sam's for fire station supplies, not to exceed $1,500.
Second, please.
Is that like cleaning supplies and stuff like that, or what do we get for
that? That should go unused. Yeah, that's kind of hanging around, but we still have a Sam's Club card just in case. Let's say we get in a conflict with Premier. At least we can go get stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Now, our major supplies are coming from supplies are coming from the new vendor, right, Chief?
Yeah, it's all coming from Premier Paper.
Right.
But I'd like to keep this in place just in case something happens with the mail.
Further out.
If you run out or whatever happens, you need to get something in emergency, you can run up to Sam's.
Yes.
7 days a week.
Okay, gotcha.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17022, open PO for Roy Taylor for fire uniforms not to exceed $4,000.
Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Now, those, the uniforms are annual, right? Is that an annual figure there?
Twice a year.
Twice a year.
Yeah, April and October we do uniform allowance and the guys would get the uniform for everything you need.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Make a motion pass resolution 17023, OPO for BNC for fire radio repair not to exceed $2,000.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion pass resolution 17024, OPO for Columbus Pest Control for fire pest control not to exceed $500.
Yes.
Is this just the fire department?
We didn't pay a single, I believe the general fund's paying for that now. We didn't pay nothing last year.
Okay.
And so since it's a building, basically a service,
okay,
then I think the general fund just takes care of that. It's usually less than around $500 a year.
Okay.
I had no idea that Connie had not billed.
We haven't paid a bill.
So do we need this?
I think usually.
The firehouse has paid theirs, and then... Okay. For the office in here, we pay the general fund. But if you guys, it's up to you if you want to.
I think as long as our funds are available, we just.
Okay.
It's not that much.
Okay.
The way it is, our department will pay for theirs and general fund pays for theirs.
I'll make sure Connie understands that. Okay. Well, she'll hear it on the tape. I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion pass resolution 17025, OPO for TransUnion for fire prevention not to exceed $400.
Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
This is, Chief, that one is what? Fire prevention?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I'm asking the same thing. I have a feeling that's a building department type thing.
Okay.
That's weird.
To the fire prevention.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a motion pass 17026, OPO for Tricia Stitches for fire uniforms not to exceed $4,000.
Does that pretty much take you through the year, Chief, on that? Or is that...
Okay. Yeah, between both of them, it'll give us
What did we run with them last year, roughly? Do you know?
The Tricia's?
Yeah.
Real close to that.
Okay. Well, I know
last year was expensive because we had such a high turnover.
Right. That's why I was curious if let's compare notes here.
Yeah, it's expensive when we turnover. It's a uniform right. A firefighter.
We
is
had
about
at least
$400
people
for your first time.
Yeah. Then, okay. I'll second that.
Okay. John.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
And we
thank
just
you.
Switched T-shirt companies because they were about $5 per T-shirt higher than the other company, so we just changed over to the other company.
Make a motion pass resolution 17027, OPO for quality rubber for fire par tags not to exceed $500.
These are the tags.
That tag. It cost $1 a piece.
Yeah, yeah, that's that tag that you put on you when you go into a fire.
And you match it up.
Out. And when you come back out, you check it out so everybody knows where everybody's at when you're in a fire.
Yep. I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion pass resolution 17028. Chief Smith to sell two cars on gov.deals.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Hey, Don. Before you read the next one, can we hold off on that 029 on the six car radios?
Yes.
Reason being is the radios that are in our trucks. We've talked about that. We're on such a low band, I can't find parts or antennas or anything.
Yeah, I think that was talked about.
And we've got the handhelds. We did find the handhelds that Byron had that the patrolmen were using before. Right. We were thinking we could use those, but come to find out that the handhelds that we do have, they won't be able to reband those. And if, by chance, we can use these six radios or four of those six, it's going to save us because we're in a situation we can't communicate right now because...
You got phones.
Well, it's a little bit different when you're driving down the road, blowing snow, talking on the phone, than you are talking on the radio.
Okay.
A little bit safer.
Yeah, will these radios fit your needs, Jim?
That's what we're going to find out. I'm just, before you
so put this on hold?
To sell them, let's double check.
Okay.
So we're going to put that on hold.
All right, so 29 is on hold.
Okay.
Okay. Make a motion, pass resolution 17030. That Chief Smith to give Melissa Shoup 40 hours of sick time
for 2016.
2016.
Second, please.
I'll second that, but didn't we already do that once?
It wasn't a resolution.
It had to be.
It was kind of an agreement to do it.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Our secretary was out, and she didn't have any more sick time left. And Chief Smith volunteered to give 40 hours of his sick time to Melissa, so she wouldn't lose any time.
Oh, that was a very commendable thing of the chief. Otherwise, the lady would have lost a week's pay, really.
Yes.
That's what it amounts to. He foregoes 40 hours of his time to give to her is really what it amounts to.
Have you guys ever considered doing a donation bank to let other staff like donate time into a bank and you just keep it and track it?
They do it within the department.
So they do it within the department.
Yeah, so usually. I think it's been done a couple of different times since I've been here.
Mm-hmm, it has.
I think it was done in the fire department once.
Police department.
We usually do it on a case-by-case basis. Yeah. If somebody gets into a situation, that's when we go to the board as department head and say, we have members willing to donate because they have to accept the
sure.
transfer of time. So.
Because I know it's different when you're under a union and different things like that. It's
right.
not as flexible. Just yeah.
Okay. Number 31.
Okay. Make a motion to pass resolution 17031 OPO for Tuffy for police vehicles not to exceed $5,000.
Second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17032, open PO for Gauls for police uniforms not to exceed $2,500.
Is this who we always use as Gauls, or is it?
Well, it's
cheaper.
Gauls by Roy Taylor's.
Okay.
So,
yes.
I was trying to think of the other
Taylor's,
one over there.
Yeah,
Roy Taylor's.
Yeah.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Resolution 17033, that's Kaufenberger truck equipment, $1,385 for the road department. What was that, Jim?
That was a salt spreader.
Okay.
I need a second, please. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
I'm sorry, Jim, what was that?
That was for the salt spreader.
Oh, the salt spreader, okay. Thank you.
That's our truck.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17034 and OPO for Sutherland's. The road department supplies not to exceed $500.
Need a second, please. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Resolution 17035, a contract with Bruce and Johnson & Griggs for legal services for 2017.
Need a second, please?
I have a question on that.
Okay.
Prior to voting, do we utilize the legal service on an as-need basis?
As-need basis. This is not a flat rate for the year.
Okay.
It's just an hourly rate, and when you contract with them, it's high, but right. they give the township a break. If
well,
you
I don't have any yeah. problem with the service or anything. It's you know, I think I want to know, and I think the residents deserve to know too. It is on an as need
right.
basis.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. if we use them 3 hours, we pay three and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
There's no retainer or that type of thing.
And if it's 15 okay. minutes or 10 minute phone call, they
okay.
break it down.
Thank you.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 17036, is to tear down 3519 Plainview Drive.
Need a second, please.
This is the drug house one, too, isn't it? Or was? Yes.
John?
Yes.
I needed a second.
I did.
Oh, okay. So he says yes. Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 17037. To tear down 3698 Plainview Drive.
Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Which house is this one at 3698?
It's probably the burnt one.
That's the mini house. That's the perfect one.
Oh, right there. Okay. Yeah. It's burnt. Gotcha.
But both of these, one of these is not the burnt house, right?
The 3, 5, 9, 10.
One is not, one is, one's all the way down towards the end of the dead end, and one is
right.
The
end of the
direction. You actually want to tear down 3 houses.
Yeah.
We'll get into, we're getting everything geared up and ready to go.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Big motion pass resolution 17038, Tricia's Stitches, $3,198.86 for alterations for fire patches, alterations and fire patches.
Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17039, Freeman Spring for engine 192, kingpins and seals, $1,859.98.
Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And
did
Ralph?
We replace
yes.
That,
thank you, gentlemen.
Did we replace that before or something? Remember something like that? The rear end,
yeah, this is
every year at the okay. Beginning, this wasn't just this year, every year at the beginning of the year we go through these, and so it wasn't just this year.
Okay, fire that's department.
Huh?
I know.
Fire department.
Oh, you're going.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. He's gonna make
changing
you,
it up.
He's gonna make you start coming.
Morning. All right. Welcome back. I'm going to give everybody our run stats for 2016. If you don't mind, I
we
have a copy
mind.
For all of you.
We do mind, is that Meyer?
You do mind. You're the boss. You can tell me now. That's a little... I brought copies for all of you.
You. Thank you.
Oh, I got you. Don't worry, I never forgot Lisa. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an extra copy?
I do. Well, can I read off of that one? I'm going to read it first. I do have an extra
okay.
Copy for
yeah,
this one.
Okay.
So, last year, 2016, 7,789 EMS runs, 1,714 fire runs. Chief 192, 29 runs. Myself, 131. Engine 192, 2,417. Engine 193, 2,494. Medic 192, 3,662. Medic 193, 3,572. And Captain Breaker took 3. I don't know why it's on 2 different things.
Okay.
And some of the runs of note, we had 66 working fires last year, which is actually extremely low number for us. That's the lowest I've seen in my career. So that's odd.
Okay, there was a couple big fires.
Yeah, and we've also, but just for a frame of reference, we've already had 6 working fires since January 1st. And one of those is a 3-alarm fire. So we're starting out hot this year. Last year was weird. Also, we had 128 confirmed cardiac arrests last year. That's one every third day we have a cardiac arrest from one of our medics. So a lot of EMS, a lot of cardiac arrests. Obviously, everybody knows what that is. That's as bad as it gets. So you don't get paid for those. They're used, well, if they make it. So, any questions on run sets?
No.
At all? All right.
A lot of runs.
A lot of runs.
You guys did a good job.
Thank you.
And it's appreciated by the trustees and I'm sure the residents.
Thanks for keeping us around.
And the people's lives that you saved.
We appreciate that. Business-wise, we gave a resolution earlier for Stericycle for 500 years. I actually have the contract for that, what Stericycle is.
For how many years?
500 years.
For 500, $500. Sorry. Yeah, that's big.
For
my 500
years, that's
an infinity.
For
that's a contract.
What this is they pick up all of our sharps, the sharps boxes.
Needles and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we do about, I'd say 5 a year. It's $45 each time they pick up one of our boxes. And that's for the police department and for us because they bring theirs over sometimes. So it's about $45 when we call them to have them pick up the. They're the only game in town.
Yes.
And it's pretty cheap. So.
Well, is that just as needed?
Correct. Correct. So that's the 36-month contract.
Okay, we're right aware. Am I here, top?
Correct. Customer.
Resolution.
We already have a resolution for it.
Contract.
Do we need a resolution for the contract? We could use that 17, the one that was open, right?
17, that's a PO. This is going into contract.
Okay.
Well, they can use a resolution number.
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
117?
Yeah, yeah.
So we make that resolution 0117.
Sure.
Yeah, make that 117.
Because we've already passed that.
Resolution. 17-017.
Jeez,
look at all that.
Thank you so much.
29 to cover.
2017 to contract with.
Didn't we?
Hold on, I gotta get a
CRICYLCE
contract, medical waste. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Didn't we make a resolution or have to make one last year to authorize the chairman to sign so that all three didn't have to sign?
She went over all of them and wrote them all down first.
Doesn't matter.
You guys can if you want.
I'm just thinking we did that last year.
Seven. Seconded by John. All yes.
So that all three didn't have to sign some stuff.
The chair. That's usually who does it.
You can just check and see if we need to do that.
Okay.
Because I don't really care.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Needs to be done, we'll do it. Don't we?
Don. Check.
Sometimes if there isn't one signature, I've signed it to do the one.
Yeah, because it usually asks for the chairman.
So do we need to make it? Legally, do we need to pass a resolution to make it?
You guys can do a motion, yeah.
Let's go ahead and do it.
What were you talking about?
Sometimes on contracts, they'll ask, the fiscal officer has to sign them, but sometimes they'll ask for two signatures, and it's usually the chairperson.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to make a motion that...
Make a motion that the chairman signs.
Motion to sign...
Okay, the chairman to sign...
Sign documents.
Contracts and documents, I guess. Nothing's really going to be signed that you guys don't know.
As president. Well, chair.
Chair, yeah.
Chairman of the board. Need a second, please?
Are we still going to be able to see? Is this after?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see what's be signed. It's just, remember, there's a lot of papers that come through here that there's only a place for her.
I gotcha.
And one other trustee
right, so
signed.
And it's usually the chair.
That's all it is.
But you'll see it.
Yeah. You'll still know what's
right,
signed.
Right, right.
Oh,
and
yeah,
still, it's not illegal until all three trustees agree
yeah,
to it.
Agree
or
to
two
it.
Trustees
agree to it. You guys.
I'm fine with that. Okay. I'll second that.
John?
Twice. Yes.
Don? Yes.
Like if I signed
and
something
Ralph.
And
yes.
You two haven't voted on it, it's illegal anyhow.
Yeah.
Right. This is just confirmation.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
And we used that as a resolution. You used in 29?
17.
No, you used
zero.
17. You used 17.
Oh, you just
we
used
did
zero
seven,
for that one.
On that
we
one.
Did the 17 on, he just made a motion for the document signing. Well, you want
that's
that?
29.
That'll be 29.
You made a resolution for that one. That's right. And that was 17.
Mine was 17. Your new one's 29.
Okay, so you are putting that on there. Okay, 29.
29.
I thought we put that on hold for the six radios.
Well, we're just using that resolution. If we decide what we're going to do
okay.
with the radios, we'll come back to another resolution.
Okay, then let me cross this out. And
that way we're keeping our resolutions in order.
And that is resolution. 17-029. Motion for chair to sign documents. Documents. And it was seconded by John, and he said yes. Yes, and yes. Okay, now we can move on.
Okay. Moving on.
All right. I have spoke with the Red Cross. We will be doing another very large smoke detector thing throughout Franklin Township. I'm working with the Red Cross directly now instead of other people.
Okay.
We will be blanketing the entire township multiple days coming up here in the next few weeks. I know we've done it before. I don't feel like we got out enough detectors. We did get out 140. But we have a lot more than 140 houses in the township. So we'll be working hand-in-hand with the Red Cross here in February and March, hopefully, to blanket the entire township multiple days and try to get the smoke detectors installed at no cost to anybody. So,
how many are they going to give you?
As many as I need.
That's great.
So, we discussed that last year, and Lisa found out that the township could buy some smoke detectors.
Don't do that.
So if you get to that, if you get to that point.
I think we
can cover the township. We'll cover it.
I've got so what months with that? I'm sorry.
We're going to try to start in February, probably March, though. There's a lot of, we have to sign an MOU with the Red Cross saying that because they help us with smoke detectors, we will sue them if there's a house fire kind of thing.
Yeah,
and then we're going to decide they will help us install. Are we going to install? There's a lot of little things I need to work with them, but for the most part, it's going to be we're going to be going door to door multiple days for multiple hours and trying to really get a hold of people and say, hey, can we put a smoke detector in your house?
Well, the reason I wondered is maybe if, you know, for a second quarter newsletter, if we'd have time to get that in or the announcement.
Well, I can do this.
It won't be out in time next week.
We'll see how it does Red Cross. They're notoriously slow, unfortunately. So if it doesn't get done prior to second quarter, I'll make sure everybody's notified. And I'll be at all the township meetings and notify people, hey, next weekend we'll be out.
Right.
Tell your neighbors. We can
put it on our website.
Yeah, website. Yeah.
We can put it with the messenger.
Okay. Next, we are going to be testing all of our ladders at the fire department on Monday, January 23rd. That hasn't been done since
ever.
So it's supposed to be done yearly. We'll be having that done on Monday, 23rd. Cost is not very much. CAT is actually taking care of that for us, CAT Systems. They have a guy that comes out, and he comes from Cleveland, and he'll be testing our ladders for us. So quick and easy and out the door. Most importantly, more good news, grants. I got another one. $36,621 from the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation.
Good.
I have one of these for all of you. There's that for you. For you. Lisa, this one's for you. What this entails is I wrote this grant. What we'll be getting with this money are two things called Lucas devices, where I talked about the CPR or the cardiac arrest. These are actual machines that we put on you during cardiac arrest, and it's one of the few EMS things, the chief will attest to this. This is actually a lifesaver. It's a real life-saving device, and it frees up a body, one of our paramedics, to do other things, and it's a constant CPR instead of stopping and going. And what I like most about it is we always relied on the city for these, and now we don't have to use the city for them, which I'm a huge fan of. We are now self-reliant on these cardiac arrests. Big deal. They are $15,000 a piece, so I got two of those for free. The other thing we got are these hose rollers that are going to, how I got this should be able to see is a save bags. And you guys have all seen us on the fire ground carrying the 5-inch hose, it can weigh up to 1,000 pounds. What this does is it rolls it for us and then it helps us load it back on the truck.
Great.
Those things cost stupid amounts of money. $5,400 for that. That's free. We also got a one that you can put on the fire truck that's not automatic but still helps us roll the hose. Those are $2,100 a piece. I got one of those. The batteries for them are $500 a piece. That's free. And we also got two for the fire trucks that actually helps you drain and roll the actual hand lines. Those are $800 a piece. And those go directly on the fire truck also. So the total grant is for $36,621. With the BWC, we pay one quarter of that to accept the grant. Our total cost of Franklin Township for that equipment will be $9,155.25.
Pretty good savings.
Well, and that's what I want to talk. So we will be receiving the check, and I already notified Lisa that the BWC sends us the check for the $27,465.
Right.
The Luke's devices come from Physio Control.
And we pay them.
Well, yeah, the Physio Control will get paid, and then the place called Roll and Rack will get paid. So when I order those, I will come back to the board, and just like we do a normal PO.
Right.
I need a PO to give Physio Control $30,440, which is insane. You know, and then obviously for the rolling rack, it's $10,335.
They've already given us $36,000.
Correct.
Right.
You will be paying the $9,000 out of our coffers.
We've kind of done stuff like that.
Correct, like with the radios and stuff like that. So that's good news.
Basically ordered through the state. Now, do these two vendors ship direct to us?
Yes, Physio Control directs. We do have to pay freight for the rolling rack because it is such a huge system. It's
right.
$495 to ship.
From where?
And I put that, it is coming from California.
Yeah.
You want me to go get it?
Sure. Can I go with it?
Yeah.
It's going to take two people to put that in the truck.
So,
so it's a pretty exciting grant. This is actually, those Lucas devices are absolutely life-saving devices. I mean, I don't say that about very much stuff. These are legitimate. And now we don't have to use the city, which I have the people.
You know, that's sort of.
We can go until we run out of money at $400 for shipping.
$1,000.
We run out of money.
That's cheap in California.
Yeah, not bad, right?
$495, no, it isn't.
That is all I have. So we're still working on some more grants right now, and hopefully I get some more free stuff this year.
Thank you. I've seen one of those in use.
Any questions?
Questions for me?
I have one question there.
Sure.
Mr. Adams, the ladder testing, what do you do? What do you do on those?
What they do is they put our ladders on like two sawhorses. I'm being very general here. Two sawhorses, put a weight in the middle, and to see how much it flexes.
Test them for
weight. Can it do 2 inches, correct, top to bottom?
It depends on the ladder.
Yeah, about 2 inches.
Test them for strength.
That's correct.
If it bows over so many inches,
it's a
It's an NFPA requirement.
We were did not do it. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the grant.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. You are the grant king, man.
Yes. We'll find some more, Grant.
We are.
We'll find some more.
You are the grant king.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Keep going.
Oh, excuse me. Once again, I'd like to thank Chief Adams for taking care of the grant stuff and getting grants. He is probably one of the best people I know about getting awarded grants. He's saved us a ton of money so far.
And Chief, that name that I referred on to you, what was it?
Never heard a word back.
Okay.
I want to speak about the health insurance. I don't know how I got ahead of this, but I guess I'll talk on behalf of the township and try to be the liaison between the two. But I was informed our health insurance assessment, the one we get a kickback from the insurance company for every year, the online assessment every employee does in order to fulfill the contract and requirements, that was being ran by a university, and recently we found out that they shut down that site. I emailed Brian Savage, and he's been on vacation, and he told me he would get with me when he gets back, and I haven't heard from him. But he said he does have solutions or alternative ways for us to go about this. there are a handful of guys that didn't get to it because they shut it down prior to that, so I believe we discredited them saying that they did take it, and whatever we come up with for this year, we'll just put back in place as always.
Okay. I said something about you opening up that new fire.
The fire form. That's,
fire form.
That's what we left off with last year, and during one of our meetings with Brian Savage, I keep kicking around the idea of comparing us to other companies. He's not in favor of it, obviously. I mean, he's saying that you can't do this midterm contract, but we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
We can do it if the board wishes and give it back to them and let it shop us out, because I believe our contract is due at the end of the year anyway. Okay. So we're going to have to do it either now or later. It may be worth doing. Or Brian just sent out another email today I just got.
I was just looking at it to make sure we get that one brought up.
Yeah, he wants to talk with all the employees.
Well, they've done that before, haven't they?
Yeah. I can schedule that.
Like three different units so that you get everybody.
Yeah, would you guys like me to schedule that and inform everybody the days?
Yeah, go ahead and schedule it. This one.
Yeah, they usually did it over a 3-day period where they would.
Right. Yeah, I sent that to you guys because
being there one day,
I don't know what times are open for you guys. I know. I knew it was going to shock you guys.
And try to get all the departments there and everything.
And everybody, the township should attend it.
Absolutely. When I name the 3 days, I'll get Brian, send them out to them, and let everybody know. I'm sure one of the 3 days somebody will.
Okay.
Computer updates through the month of December. Windows did an update. And for some reason, a certain year of our computers, or whatever happened or transpired, I came into work and no computers were working. That's when I contacted the board, went and got my own computer. Ran around with John most of the day that day. we were able to save most of them. We backed up the time. We load them up in safe mode or something like that and backed up the time. Some of them were able to be saved, but there's two of them that weren't. Scott Rogers took them off, and he's rebuilding them as we go. And as he's rebuilding them, we got to grant a conclusion, we either replace them or rebuild them. It's cheaper to rebuild them at this point, according to him. So, and the way our programs are set up, it's cheaper to add RAM to them now, which is memory, add it to our old computers rather than buy new computers. So we're doing that right now. I don't see a reason why we shouldn't try to save our old computers. Right. And at minimal cost, too. I don't know what RAM costs.
Now, this question, did you go up to Micro to buy a couple here a while back, or did you not get those?
Yeah, I got one a while back from Micro Center. Okay. And it's working great. It was a reconditioned computer, and I have no problem using reconditioned computers. And
okay.
It works
reconditioned
great.
Means it's just been returned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
it had a scratch on it, if that matters.
So you're probably going to need a resolution to pay for RAM?
That will probably just be built into our service fees.
Service fees.
That Scott submits to us monthly. I really don't need a resolution for that. I just want to let you guys know.
How about your windows? Did you remember you talked about you don't have to buy a new one?
That I got approval for, yeah. But that was underneath the dollar amount. I just wanted to get approval from you guys because it was over the $99 amount.
Did we do a PO for that?
Yeah.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. Lisa should have it.
Yeah, Lisa did. 16.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, you ended up purchasing one from Micro Center then?
Yeah.
Refurbished?
Yeah, it was a refurbished computer, I believe. It was less than $300.
Yeah, that's what you were saying there. You emailed that. What?
Yeah.
Was that a regular desktop? Or?
Yeah, just a big old desktop computer.
And to piggyback on the chief, for example, on the rebuilds, my computer was one of the ones that blew up, just stopped working, and Scott Rogers rebuilt it, and it's just a brand new computer.
I forgot to ask you, how's the speed on
it's,
that?
It's like I was playing on an Atari, and now I'm playing on a whatever PlayStation. Yeah.
So it's the same speed as mine.
Yeah. It's good now. It's good now.
I'm glad we came out pretty well on that. I was looking for big bucks.
I was too.
Honestly.
Okay.
Would that
be office program? Should we? Does everybody know what's going on?
I believe the rest of the department needs to get with Scott Rogers or whoever. You guys can purchase them on your own
through the Microsoft.
Well, it's that internet site I sent you to. Yeah. It's a good company. We've called Micro Center. They said it's usable. Everything seems to be working out, and it was a third of the price as you can buy it.
I noticed that when I was researching that, and what it is, everybody's abreast of what's going on with that. I mean, we need to get the approvals to do so. The office programs that we've got on our towers.
Correct.
So okay. I need to do mine.
You need to get yours up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Just get the approval.
Yeah, we're operating without a current license for your guys'.
What would that be for to keep your men abreast of any changes or new training techniques, that type of thing? Is that what?
This is Microsoft Office.
No, Microsoft. We're running. You have to have a license to run Microsoft on every computer.
Oh well, yeah, I understand.
And we're out of date with what we're running some of the computers.
Maybe I'm ahead of you a little bit. I was thinking about this projector.
So we need to buy the new Office Pro make sure all our computers have the new Office Pro.
Right, I understand that.
The fire department's up now. We just got to get the police department and the road department up.
You should have a link.
I've got it.
My state.
Well, how about Connie's?
Scott Rogers was just over there and got hers all taken care of, but I don't know if he's updated.
Right, we need to make sure it's got...
And Melissa's?
Sure that Connie's got hers, make sure the office in there updated. Okay. But you can get a nasty fine from that for Microsoft.
Microsoft updating.
There's a whole other next
or
step. There's a whole other next step about Microsoft Office 360, and that's a subscription base. It's $100 a year, and that's what Micro Center is trying to push everybody to.
Right. I'm sure they are.
This is a one-time payment.
This is a one-time
you've
purchase.
Got it for,
yeah, but eventually they're going to do away with that, and they're going to get the yearly fee out of it.
Well, there was a lawsuit that went to the Supreme Court 2 years ago, and they lost, and that's why Microsoft lost it. Because of the fact that, do you have license when it comes with a unit that you bought and they used it for commercial? When it went to the Supreme Court, ruling was that they do, because they purchased it with the computer versus paying them personally.
It came on a CD. They loaded it up on the computer. So what ended up happening is Microsoft and a lot of other people following is every software program is now going to a lease program where even Photoshop, you lease it, you pay $100 a year, and whatever updates there are, you get those free. So you never own the software again. You lease it.
Wow.
It's something else.
Okay.
Good grandkid. Okay,
27, or... Approved. For the overhead projector.
Oh, the projector. We have a 15-year-old projector we use in our EMS room. Back in the day, they spent $4,000 on it. And I checked out the lamps on to replace that. The lamps are around $100
Correct.
To replace the bulb.
$200 You replace the whole thing? That's...
For $220, I would just like to replace the whole thing. LED, it'll be less electricity. And right now, we had a presentation yesterday in the classroom, and the screen's so washed out, it needs another bulb. It just needs replaced.
Okay. You didn't even notice, our medical director said,
"Yeah,
seriously, guys, you can do projector like that."
Okay, so you're going to read a resolution?
It's under, it's just going to be a PO.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to need a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need anything for that, just to let you guys know.
It's just coming out of your budget.
Okay.
You probably would be able to sell the other one. Trust me, someone might want parts for it or something of that nature. You'd be surprised.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
Yes, Mr. Warren?
Did you have a pricing on that?
I like to go up to about $220 is what I got priced out. I have one on Amazon.
So it's not a major then.
Okay. Right.
I'm okay with it.
Thank you.
I'm good with that?
Yeah, they're cheap anymore. You can buy them on Groupon all day long.
And originally, the original one was like $4,000. Huh?
Back 15 years ago.
That's crazy.
My projects for 2017, I got a few of them listed. I wanted to let the board know. Chief Adams' car is a 2000. What year is that?
Yeah.
2000 Dodge Durango with 163,000 miles on it. It's been a good car. It's the one Chief Howard bought with his own money and got reimbursed a couple years later. That thing's... the four-wheel drive's out of it, and it's on its last legs. We'd like to start specking out a new truck. Yeah. With the trailer we have and the foam nozzle, the trailer is an 8,000-pound trailer, so we'd like to go ahead and start specking out a truck that's able to fulfill our needs for him as a...
For a truck instead of a vehicle.
A vehicle.
SUV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't take the SUVs. We price them out, and they are like $50,000 for what we need.
Right.
If we go with a pickup truck, we're still, we're about $40,000 now.
That's loaded out with all of our lights and decals and everything, and then it's not just a car for me to do my job. It's a car for to pull the trailer, to pull one of the foam incidents, and we don't have to worry about using one of his trucks.
We're talking about a 250 or 350.
It's going to be a 150 probably.
Well, we're looking at 150s.
It's beefed up, and that's we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it now. Basically, the 150 has a police package, the F-150, and you can also put a tow package on that, which is capable of pulling 11,000 pounds versus what a 250 can already pull. So just removing that middle console and not getting a bench seat weighs out a lot for us because we can put our radios there, we can put all kinds of stuff there beside us. So.
And then we look at the maintenance costs. I did the numbers on the maintenance. The maintenance on the 250s are significantly greater than the 150, and... For as much as I use the car, it's an everyday driver. I take a lot of runs. Right. It drove pretty hard. The tires cost more for the 250, and it just makes more fiscal sense and sense for what we use it for to use the one. The 150 can do everything we need.
I just want to say, as long as the 150 will tow your trailers and do what you want.
It can't tow the big dog, of course, but that's, we don't have a truck here. Well, maybe. We have Jim's truck from home that can tow our big trailer.
The new one you just got.
That trailer probably, or the...
No, his personal one.
The big foam one.
What do you call it? Camper?
But the new
the
truck.
Safety house?
If we put
the Fortal.
That probably done way more than 1,000 pounds.
It's 8,000 pounds.
It's 10,000
pounds.
But a Ford F-150 will tow 11,000 pounds.
But is this a dolly?
No, just a Ford F-150.
Okay, the 150s aren't dollies then, are they? Okay.
Yeah, you really don't even have a utility vehicle anyway, really, do you?
No, we don't have one.
I didn't think
we actually put a tow hook or, a hitch on that Durango.
Right.
To tow the big nozzle.
Yeah.
And I white-knuckle that so bad that I feel like the nozzle's going to be left at the firehouse.
I pray that we don't have to go on actual fire with that thing, because we've done it for training. We have no business to it. That Durango needs...
Well, get it checked out, what you need, and bring it back, and we'll look at it.
Okay. We'll see where we're at. I think we need one.
By your guy.
We are speccing out a medic vehicle at this time. Medic 193 has 163,000 miles on it also. The truck you keep seeing pulling out of the building here. It's due to be replaced. You can tell by the maintenance costs coming in, they're starting to increase, they're starting to rise. So I'd like to get a truck and specced out and ready to go just to replace this truck soon.
We can start looking at it. I'm just thinking for myself. We'll start looking at it now.
Exactly.
But probably the time we give OKs and do everything and get it probably very close to the end of the year, maybe.
I would like to keep them. Yeah, I'd like to keep the two medics, the new ones. I'd like to put some space in between of them so we don't have the payments stacked on top of each other and we get a little break at the end. But I think now's the time to start looking, especially.
Has the service been really good on that?
I can't even speak enough about that Ford. Basically, when I take these internationals up for service and oil change,
that's the coffee
pot. The coffee pot every once in a while goes to a heating stage. It's just heating water.
Okay.
The F-150 costs me $90 for an oil change, a service. The internationals are costing me $600 every time I take them in for an oil change. Yes.
Just a basic truck is what you got.
We are
$600
really
for an oil change?
Well, that's great. That's great. What are you thinking, maybe about going that same line again?
Absolutely. We're in talks with the same company, but we want to look at their next vehicle up.
Right.
Medic 192 is a great truck, but it is what it is. It was a cheap truck.
Do you have him give you a double?
I'm working with him now. I wasn't able to get hold of him today.
Okay.
Now we're looking at EMS reporting software as well. This is a big deal in our world anymore. It seems to be like our foundation of all of our operations is our reporting program. Right now we operate with ATS and we get a great deal from them. We spend close to $7,000 a year with alert tracking systems for their programs. That's our fire, EMS, journals. It's our backbone of the fire department. The problem is, and they're right up the road, they're an international company, they're all over the world, they're getting big. We're still getting a good deal from them, but they're also falling behind on their program and software. It's getting outdated. Right now we got to submit reports to the state, and they have upgraded their EMS software to submit reports to the state. The penalty for that is we lose $3,500 a year from grant money if we don't submit this.
$30,000 this year.
$3,000? Oh, $30,000.
Maybe $30,000, because I can't submit stuff for
that. I forgot about that, the booster. But I just want to let you guys know we are looking into reporting software, and there is a need for it.
Is that company that was over there yesterday?
That's the company that was there yesterday. I would really like to go with them. They're the Cadillac, but we're going to shop it out.
Okay.
So I'm not going to, we got to wait. Okay. Cost versus benefit.
Okay.
Okay, next.
That's all I got. I want to discuss the firefighters. They've gone 8-9 years without raises. I would like to make a gesture as the chief and the board of trustees to make a resolution to allow them to have one personal day added to their calendar year of this year.
Okay.
I think out of good faith for us, it would be a good gesture.
Well, I agree, because I've been thinking myself, we really need to do something.
Personal time off, we don't have any money. So the next thing you do is the guys like their time off. If we can just give them something, say, you guys did a great job.
Well, we started to think about this at the board, and when we have recorded a meeting by then, we'll try to come up with something. Some way to make some kind of a compensation. It doesn't have to be one day. Let's just talk. Maybe there's something else we can do. Whatever.
Put some thought into it.
Let's discuss it. Make a decision.
Yeah.
When we have by the time we have our quarterly meeting on the 30th, if everybody's okay with that.
I'm fine with it.
It gives us more time to think. Is
what we could possibly do.
Compensation, or what's the best way to do, or
And I think the main thing is what Chief Arch is doing is that person time doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
It doesn't cost us anything.
I think they're thinking a little bit more, too.
Yeah, and that's fine. Right.
And I think we just need to think about it.
They come up for negotiations next year, I believe, 2018.
Right.
I think it just in good faith it would be an appreciation thing. So here, guys.
I'd say it's over like 9 years before they've had a raise they would go next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I talked to Ron about this here a while back, but we need to figure something out.
Right.
But we'll deal with him.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in our next couple.
Well, one of the things is it possible to do, for instance, allow them to take that day, so that particular day, so that it's similar to a Kelly day on that particular, so that when they use it, they're getting that longer time off?
Yeah, if they just give them an extra day, they can take off any day they want.
Right.
For holiday time or personal time.
Day or whatever, yeah.
I mean, if they use it on, like for instance, they're supposed to work today and they use it today, then really they're off the next two plus the next.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So that would work out well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we can kick this around.
Okay.
Come up with something.
Okay. That's all I got.
You sure?
Road department.
I guess while you're hearing what we're talking about, the insurance is something else we need to talk about. We had someone last year that held all their bills.
Oh, yeah.
And waited and turned them in, and they were 2 years old. We need to be discussing this and think about this or what.
Yeah, we need to
because
do.
That's
yeah.
We need to see if there's any rules, regulations.
We need to look
policies.
And see yeah. if there's something in there that says 1 year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something we need to.
Well, I know the insurance company's got, because we ran into a situation with something else. The insurance company has a cutoff date too. You can only turn stuff in
to a regular
back
to
a certain
company.
Time.
Right, to a regular insurance company, but this is like secondary stuff.
Well, I'm talking about through Ohio Insurance Services.
Right.
When we turn the stuff in, they actually do have a cut date.
Most of them do, and I didn't know how.
Well, I'm just telling you the situation I was in.
I was told, you know, it was a big stack of stuff. It was 2 years old.
Yeah.
It's just something we need to think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, somebody that. Was whining about it too, not been paid, I think. Right. And, yeah,
oh, that's
anybody got any questions for the fire chief? Okay.
Road department.
We're going back to the road department now.
I'll defer to
police chief.
I'll defer. I'll let you do your thing first, but you'll
defer.
Oh, I just wrote down the road department.
He messed things up.
Chief. Okay.
Let's see. We've got the resolutions for the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Radios.
Mm-hmm.
Sick time is off.
Okay. Levy.
Levy. We are putting on a 4.1 mil levy. It will be May 2nd. Where we are in the process is it is currently with Harold Anderson at the prosecutor's office, getting looked over and cleared by him.
Chief, time levy?
Yeah, it's 5-year time levy. Just an example, if your house is worth, say, $70,000, it would cost you an additional $8 and I think 27 cents a month. And of course, it goes up and down from there.
Down. Could you repeat that again?
If it's 70,000, it's approximately $8.30 a month.
Okay.
And that doesn't include, if you have the Homestead Act, I don't know exactly how it works, but I do believe it cuts that in half. So, anybody who has that. We will be getting with all the block watches as we get closer to help organize and get things going.
We got any more block watches?
I had the two ladies I met with from Broadlawn. They wanted to start early this year, but I haven't heard back from them. And then I had interest from a gentleman down on, I believe it's Forest Drive, but I haven't heard back from him either.
Yeah, so, you probably have to contact him.
Yeah, I left him a couple messages. I think he moved in to take care of his mom or whatever.
So we would like to get a few more down in the triangle, mm-hmm. and definitely up in the Broadmont edition.
A couple at least down in the triangle area. Yeah.
Yeah, at least okay. a couple more. Okay. I don't know what the status is of Juanita. Is she still?
Well, she's still got it going.
Okay.
You know, her deal there, and will have is, I think, as her health gets a little, she's improving now.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions on that?
I don't have any.
Okay. Grant update. Before the holidays, we did put in a grant, which would have, I talked to the board, it would right. give us another officer for 3 years. It was a STEP grant. Mm-hmm. Nobody in Ohio was selected for that.
Should have chief ready for you.
Yeah.
I helped Wheeler with the last one. But then
nobody
he didn't get that either.
I don't think he turned it in. Oh, okay.
Did you say you didn't get it?
No, they sent us back a decline letter.
Okay.
We did apply through another one through Department of Public Safety this year. It's an equipment grant up to $100,000. So we looked at updated guns, computers, and also tasers. So I had to submit quotes from those companies, so we'll see.
Would cars be in that?
Yeah, they said
equipment?
Yeah, they didn't.
Not equipment.
Not to them. I thought of cars too. So that's where we should. It was just like the 6th was the date, the submit date for that this month. So
okay.
we should hear something within the next couple of months, I think. So, God willing, hopefully we'll get that. Let's see. Not a couple more things I added. and I did send out the email. I think Don's the only one that probably sent the email. This morning, approximately 9:20 a.m., there was a home invasion down in Urban Crest, which is down around 62, 270. Anybody doesn't know where that is. It's not in the township, but did occur there.
Just north of Urban City.
Yeah. The suspects lived at 1706 Schilling Lane.
Wow.
When the call went out, Officer Ratliff happened to be on Climb Road. So he went over to Schilling Lane. He seen the vehicle. He waited for backup. Several county units, as well as myself, responded to the area. There was two males, one female. The males barricaded themselves in. Search warrants, arrest warrants were gotten several hours later. County SWAT came in, and they did actually have to begin to make entry into the house in order to get the two out.
Did they get anything of where they might have been involved in other houses, or just?
It's ongoing. They're okay. still. They had a search warrant. They searched the house. I don't believe the stolen items was in the house. There's actually two vehicles involved, and the other one wasn't there. It wasn't totally random. They did know the person.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they reside on Schilling Lane? Or
yes, that's the one where the elderly man.
So we're kind of stuck with them anyway, really, right now, aren't we?
Well,
did they have to own or they rented?
Well, the dad owned the house, but he was the one that passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
These two have been in and out of the system.
Have they?
For as long as I can remember, so
yeah.
We've arrested them numerous occasions.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But they did surrender without incident after the tear gas. So
pretty much.
I'm saying they surrendered after the dog bite.
Yeah.
No dogs. So that's where that is right now, and the county did put out a press release too, but that's the gist of it. I cross that off my list. I know. I was just sitting here thinking of more stuff.
I deferred.
What you get?
Poor old Jim.
Clarification from the board. We are moving Melissa over to the other office.
Right.
Because I got that here. We're just going to kind of talk about that tonight.
Okay. I did want to move Jeff upstairs. He is the court liaison, and he's also heading up the junk cars.
Right.
Just to give him a place to work. If and when we do promote somebody,
right,
they would also be upstairs.
Okay.
They could work together.
Okay.
Now, with the thought of Jeff, he is going to retire in September of this year.
Is he? Mm.
And my hopes will be to bring him back on a part-time basis,
right,
to do a lot of the clerical work that he already knows
That'd
how
be
to
a
do,
great help,
which would save us, yep, a lot of money.
Yes, it would.
And he would need somewhere to work and keep everything filed and, yep, and whatnot.
That'd be great.
And somewhat secure, too.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather see him just move back into there temporarily until we see what the future is going to hold for a while.
Okay.
That way we don't have to buy any new computer, no furniture up there. Just kind of leave things open for a little while.
Okay.
Because remember when you moved him up there,
mm-hmm,
you and I talked and said this is only...
Well, no, it was temporary.
A temporary thing.
Right.
We're letting you move up there.
Right.
So... That's my opinion.
Okay.
Where's he currently using?
He's currently using the corner office.
Yeah. And Melissa's taking that over?
Yes.
Okay.
So what type of, is that room conducive for what he would need, or would he need upstairs where he has an actual workspace? Because we've got the room up there.
I mean, right now the officers use that. So I would need to at least put in some kind of additional... Maybe an additional desk, filing cabinets, somewhere
for up there.
For wherever.
Yeah.
We could use some of the desks over there at the White House. Be brought over. Wouldn't have to buy nothing.
That would be an option.
We got file cabinets. We got file cabinets all over the place.
Well, we do. Yeah. We do. We have file cabinets.
Does it matter if he's here or over at the other house?
We have desks.
We have downstairs office.
There's really no room over there.
There's no room over there.
We actually have desks over there at the White House that could be moved in.
I was going to say, because on the other side of the conference room, that one room is not being used. I mean, it's ready to go. There's file cabinets, desk, phone. Everything's already right there other than him to sit down and do the work.
Right. There's that, and we did clean out the room, and the road crew was ready.
Which would be...
Well, that's why I'm saying if we just let him move over to here, mm-hmm, for now. Let Moose move Melissa over there now so that because she needs a room now.
Yeah.
So if we let Jeff move back here, then let's start evaluating over the next few months and then see where we are instead of making a hasty decision.
I don't think it'd be a hasty decision. It'd be a permanent decision.
Well, that's why.
Either we're going to have him in a place to work or we're going to have him temporary here and then move him again. It would be nice to set it up to where it's permanent.
What? How much you approximate?
I'm telling you, we talked about some other options.
How much approximate?
Well, what about over at the White House? I mean, is that possible?
You guys do what you want. I'd like to wait for a month or so before we do it. You do what you want. I'd like to see it wait.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have him a place to work.
If he's got court stuff, does it have to be put away, locked up?
It should be.
The last 20 years.
It's not like evidence, but it should be.
That's something that they should know also.
That's a good question, Chief.
Well, sometimes you got to interrupt.
Is that important for him to be in the same building as you? I mean, I don't want to put him at the White House if he has... If you guys are needing to work...
No, he works independently. He does the junk cars for me. But he does that while he's on patrol. He doesn't need a desk for that.
Yeah.
But he does have to maintain
privacy for those lockup.
It's good to lock up the court records.
Okay.
I mean, we could do lockable file cabinets or whatever.
He has to have a lock box for all that.
I was just trying to find him a place away from
noise.
Everybody else to kind of work independently when he needs to.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not in
there
is
an extra
a lot.
Desk and everything
he's all set up in here, really.
If we
the computer and
get him locking file cabinet.
Will that work in here, or does he need to bring maybe one of the desks over from the White House?
There's a desk in
there is a desk in there.
Yeah, that's never been used. It's in the, on the outside doors of the conference room.
You mean the one here?
The conference room at the White House, the back side of that.
If I could, well, the desk in there now, the officers use it to, when they have to be in here to do their paperwork and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. But we don't want to, I mean, that's like someone working on your desk, and then you come back in, things right. are moved, and...
I was just trying to give him somewhere separate.
Let the officers that come in, let them sit down here.
Well, they do, but they have all their paperwork, and then there's a bench for the prisoners, and...
Yeah,
there's a whole row of desks in there.
Really. Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying
originally,
is,
we did have a lot of desks.
If Byron, I mean, Jeff and the other guys are here at the same time, just let them sit down.
Can I interject?
I guess. Well,
Melissa, I talked to Melissa, and I also talked to Todd, and they're having an issue right now with the building department about communications, about
trying to get across to
disseminating the work efforts. And I told them, I was like, when you guys come to this meeting, our first quarterly meeting, bring the board problems.
Yeah.
But don't just bring them problems. Bring them three solutions as well.
Right.
And tell them what your problems are, and they'll take care of it from there.
Right.
And so during the quarterly meeting, they're going to bring that to you guys.
Right. That's why I'm trying to say, let's move Melissa there now, because she needs the room immediately.
Right.
Jeff can come back to there and work, because there's not that much work. He does that many hours a day in there.
No.
He worked in there for years, for what, 20 years?
I know.
Out of there. And when he moved up to the front, it was just a
temporary fix. Right.
So let's wait till we get our quarterly.
Well, I think we probably need to brighten it at the moment. Oh, it's another temporary thing for the moment here.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Let's get her bearings on this, because basically, the reason Melissa needs over here is for private, for some of her work as well.
And right. Well,
she can't do her work in that office.
No,
and
not
have Connie over here too. She's got the building department now.
Yeah.
Well,
all these nuisance houses.
Yeah.
She's got the building.
Well, yeah, she needs somebody to take care of the
building department, and she does a lot of police work. She helps Jim a lot on House Bill 50 stuff, if I'm not mistaken, on bail-ins and stuff like that. So she's overloaded,
she
needs room
to do that. So pretty full plate.
So she doesn't have room in there at that desk.
She doesn't.
And Connie
up and down,
and her
up
work
and down,
at the same desk. So she needs to go over there and have a file cabinet and drawers that she can put everything in. And this is the building department file, and this is my nuisance houses and whatever. And she knows what stuff's at over there.
And the good thing about it is on down the road, if some... at some time you do decide to move somebody in there, just like you alluded to, we've already been up there and cleaned the room out, repainted everything, everything's good, it's ready.
Yeah, we're hoping to get a Jed in place. If his Jed comes in, it's going to be more work on Melissa and some back on the air department.
Well, the problem also Melissa has now is even when she has Connie over here, she's tends to have to babysit Connie
right,
more.
Right, and that's
so she really doesn't have time to do the building department. I mean, that's creating overwork.
Yeah, I've already seen this.
Right, so these are things that we need to discuss on our quarterly meeting.
Okay.
And it's open to the public. Quarterly meetings are open to the public.
I think we need to do some serious discussion at the quarterly meeting on some of them issues,
right,
really.
Right, definitely do.
You said that.
And, you know, for the next couple of weeks, just make, that would be my thought on it at the moment before we make any decisions. Kind of carry on with the way ours is. Now, Jeff is using the extra desk there at the moment, isn't he?
Which one?
The one back here.
He hasn't yet. Right now they're sharing.
Okay.
But he knows we're moving him out of there.
He's
well aware of that.
Okay.
We need to get to a point someday unless it stays in that office. 40 hours.
You're going to need a new secretary.
We need to get to that point.
That's
someday
very possible.
That
yeah.
becomes our office.
Very possible.
Right.
And like I say, when a Jed comes in, we start getting some more money in. It's going to be coming into the general fund to help the general fund and the police and fire road department. And then you can do this with some of this extra money. But that's down the line.
It's like one of them things, everything has to come together.
Right.
We're just kind of waiting. We're just out here like this waiting for things to come together.
Right. No, I don't disagree with that.
But you're right, Chief Welch. If they have some issues on different things, they also don't just bring complaints. Tell us what they need to help Absolutely. Correct it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're on board and they're working it out right now.
Yeah, I know they are. I know they are.
Okay, are we okay?
That's all I got.
I'd have one other thing since we're doing law. We're law and order right now. I've been hearing bits and pieces since you got a new boss downtown that we're going to be getting some new programs set up relative to the drug problems and things of that nature. I just wondered if you or Byron or maybe both have heard anything further or how that's...
I was going to call on Jessica and ask her when we got done to him if she had any input.
Right. Yeah, I'll have a meeting with. I'll defer to you two. You go right ahead.
Yeah, I talked with the chief also, and he wants to sit down with us. And,
I think we're going to have a good working relationship.
Things are going to change.
Yeah.
So, no other questions for the police department?
Can I make a suggestion? We just have the sheriff come in and make a date and time so that all the citizens can also come in and ask questions.
Just like you said, from the sheriff's department?
The actual sheriff, yes, Sheriff Dallas
Baldwin. We could ask him if he wants to
ask him to a meeting and set a date and time so that everybody can come and have their questions also.
We can ask him if he'll come.
Yeah, we can invite him.
Would you do that?
We'll invite him to the next meeting.
Take your hands.
Can we make some kind of notation so people know that some way, somehow, that he is going to be here?
On the website.
Facebook and our website.
we'll put it out on Facebook. And
you need more time for dating.
I can't control that.
Okay. Any other questions for the police chief?
So I definitely want, if you have him coming, it needs to be publicized some way, somehow, so that everybody has the opportunity to come.
We'll put it on the website. That's the only other way I know to do it, other than they got it on Facebook.
Him being new in office, he may not have his time.
Well, that's what
she's
for.
Right.
Well, he's been around there for a very long time.
And if you want, I mean, you can call.
He knows his way around. I'm sure.
In two weeks, on Thursday, just call and ask if the sheriff's going to be here that night.
Okay. Well, we're going to shoot for the 1st of February, what I said.
We're going to shoot him, right?
We're going to keep him around for a little bit.
Let's not say that.
Okay.
He's a pretty nice fellow.
Jessica, do you have any? Yes.
Well, we have a new sheriff. Seems like a really nice guy. Smooth transition, especially for us. I mean, he's been working with everyone since March. There's been a little bit of restructuring the sheriff's office, which really doesn't affect anyone besides us. So we have a new division. It's called Community Support. So basically, just some of our positions have moved under this new umbrella. Doesn't change anything, just change who our direct bosses are. Under this new umbrella, SWATs, Fugitive Community Relations, so like, kind of like the specialty units, we are hearing that who knows when in the future, a couple months, several months, who knows, we're going to have 4 designated community liaison officers. So, like, my job is community relations, and I teach all day and do the women's on command for the classes. This will be their sole job. Coming to town, ship meetings, block watches, SALT programs, things like that. We hear that's coming, we just don't know when. As far as the programs, I know that Chief Minard is a part of the HOPE Task Force. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what that is. I just know he works with people from all over the place. Yep. In order to kind of hopefully get this drug problem under control, because we can't rush ourselves out of it. Not going to happen. So he's working with judges and all kinds of other people to try to come up with solutions and better ideas to handle it.
We
teach actually in schools every day. So when you talk about drug programs, we don't teach DARE anymore. 3 or 4 years ago, Sheriff Scott came to us and asked us to create our own program, which we did. So we teach something called Street Smart. To 5th grade and 7th grade, and in 7th grade we actually do address heroin and cocaine and prescription pills and over-the-counter medicines and everything in between. So that's what we're doing every day in community relations.
I know when I talked to him a couple of times, he seemed like a wise person.
He wants to get together with them. They work together.
I imagine the new sheriff will want to come to all the townships. There's a lot, so give him some time, and I'm sure you'll get a hold of Chief Gilbert.
Yeah, I've already talked to him. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet in a couple of weeks.
Okay, any questions for our deputy? Okay, Jim.
Poor Jim. He's always lost.
Good evening, everybody. Actually, I don't have anything tonight. I just wanted to stand at the podium for a second.
So, tell everybody Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Good. No, I don't have anything. Actually, I don't. I just wanted to stand it for a second. Sanitary sewer projects are going great. Everything is, when my phone doesn't ring off the hook, it's doing great.
Yeah, it's going great.
So
did you
I
talk
no
to
complaints.
Them about the calls that I had?
Yes,
them.
I have spoke with them, and that's something we can talk about maybe later. I'll give you a call tomorrow,
okay.
A little bit on that. And
sure.
But everything is going great. I mean, the two areas that they're working in, I can't be any more happier with the last time my phone rang 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and I haven't gotten any complaints so far.
These guys seem to
be on schedule.
Yep, we're a little bit above, a little bit ahead.
Seem to be on target there. And I like that deal where you put in the newsletter the big bold call, the hotline.
And that's worked out great. Usually, if anybody has any concerns, issues, questions, and they've been extremely. Adequate on getting right back. They say within 24 hours, and they've done pretty good about it.
But
we haven't had any major.
It is definitely helped.
And we've been able actually. They've utilized us a lot more this time.
Yeah.
We've taken our sewer camera out on a few different occasions when they run into. What they're finding now was my biggest concern, my biggest fear with the old company we had in there when they were doing the construction on it. They cut through our storm system on hundreds of occasions.
Did they really?
Correctly. And on those hundreds of occasions, I'm not going to exaggerate it, there was quite a few that they just didn't repair.
Right.
Really?
Backfilled with gravel. And now when they're going back through, the new company's going back through and they're fixing some of the pipes that have swales in it, they're finding where our storm sewer was just never repaired. Or it was a 12-inch storm sewer and they patched it with a 10-inch piece of pipe. Well, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
You got openings. So they've done real well. They're fixing everything that they're finding. Sometimes they've called us. I think we've been out six different times now with our new sewer camera.
Nice.
And we're able to run it down into the pipes and find it in the situation located.
Yeah, you were telling me that's a great, great tool.
Oh, it's been a huge, huge asset for us.
Okay.
But that's all I have. I just want to stand here.
Any questions for the road department?
All right.
Check out.
Thank
you.
Mr. Fletcher.
John, did you have anything?
The only thing that I have, I've talked about the sewer, about what we're going to have to cost to hook up and things of that nature. We've had 18 records requests that were sent to the county in order to see why we're paying, who paid for what, so that we get a definite, because I don't understand why we're paying $3,800 as a resident to the city of Columbus for tap fees and et cetera. So where we're at with the tap fees, the attorney did send them a letter saying, listen, the township has sent you a records request in case you, every I wasn't dotted and every T was not crossed. Here is a legal one. We've yet to still hear anything other than the attorney saw me at a meeting last week and told me that they came to them and said, oh, we thought we sent that to you. But we'll have a flash drive for you here in the next day or two. Still haven't had anything. Basically, I'm anxious to see because the grant money that they've got to put this sewer in, from what I have been told, is that we need to see that grant paperwork because they believe that the tap fees were included in this, as well as the meters. So evident, the only thing that they sent back to me was saying that no paperwork exists and that this completes their obligation for a records request in the story. So I'm like, that's not good enough. So I'm still continuing, and some of you have heard the same thing that I said. There's some newer faces in the audience, so I wanted to at least give that update on where we're at with that. So I'm continuing to press forward until we see for sure if this is something. I have sent a, I did talk with City Council, Michael Stinziani. He's very interested in why the city is charging a Franklin County project. So we sent the paperwork to him that we sent to the county so that they have both. So we'll see what happens there.
Now, the one thing I'd like to request, Chairman Cook, is before we spend any more legal fees on those letters and et cetera, I would like to have you and I and John maybe to have a discussion relevant to that. I can't see us spending additional money, legal fees and everything if it's going nowhere.
Well, if I can, that's exactly what they want to do. They've done this with Prairie and things of that nature. Our only obligation is they're pressing our hand. Do we just say, okay, forget it, because right. we don't take taxpayers' money and have our attorney send out a letter. I'm prepared to even talk with the board, and I got a cost of what it would take to take them to court, because they are breaking a record under records request. They will not turn that over. I don't think that each taxpayer should have to pay $3,800 just to hook on, plus $250 for the meter, just because they won't answer us. So in this particular case, we've talked about it before we spent money with the attorney, and I'm adamant that that's money well spent for the public.
Not to mention the cost of homeowners, each homeowner is going to have to come to their house, not around.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, he's got to sign.
Which will be on them anyhow.
We're talking around $3 million in tap fees.
And if it's already in that grant that they're to take care of that, that's
right.
They're double dipping
is what they're doing. They're double dipping. They don't want to share the information. And I'm adamant about getting that information, because I'm pretty sure when someone won't show you anything, there's a reason.
Yeah.
There's a seminar at that Ohio Township conference coming up that addresses exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so make sure
so
I see
that.
I got
it. Yeah. See, the problem, one of the problems that I have with it, too, it's what they're saying on this project up here has been all the others that I've ever attended with the county or anything has been consistent right down the line as to what the dollars will be, the fees will be, and so on and so forth. And that's why it's hard for me to believe that they're going to do an exception on one or two projects when they've got a lot of them going on in the county.
I know that we just finished up the Eureka Park project, sanitary sewer project, and that all went through the same way that this one's going.
Same procedures.
You know, but there
same fees. The whole thing is the whole.
Right, deal. But generally, Ralph, when those fees are associated, that's when the county is picking up the tab or the city's picking up the tab. This tab was picked up with federal money from stimulus money, so the county is not using their money.
The grant money, right.
Yeah. Correct, and well, what the tap fee, or nowadays it's called a, let's see, what is that?
Connection?
No, there's another fee.
That's capacity.
Capacity fee. So the capacity fee, normally, it helps cover part of the project from point A to point B across your property. So $3,800 per person, depending on how many homeowners that help pay for the process.
Exactly.
So you are correct on
I
that.
I don't have any problem
with
your interest in it and
right,
everything, but I think it's just
beating a dead horse,
so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. So what makes this different is we all pay federal taxes.
Exactly.
So therefore, when they have been paid for a project, why is it necessary for a capacity fee or a tap fee to the residents? That's nothing more than double dipping, and they use the money, general fund, whatever they want to use it for. But as a resident, I don't think that's right that
they are doing that, because it's like you're saying, it's same number, same everything.
Right.
The only thing that's different is they're double dipping because they're getting paid twice.
Well, that's very possible. But one thing about it, it's just like a cable company. Warner Cable owns all cable lines. So regardless of what cable, if you've got WOW Cable or whatever, WOW Cable has got to pay Warner Cable for the usage of their lines. And the same principle here, the city of Columbus owns the sewer lines. They're going to charge a fee when it comes down to, and that's where this thing is.
Not really.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, maybe it's changing around now. But at one time, now they did own
several years ago, I was going to try to get WOW. And I live 300 and some foot off Klein Road.
Right.
WOW says we won't run a line back there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Time Warner has one, we can't use their lines.
Right.
And I got AT&T's U-verse now, and they don't use Time Warner's lines.
They don't use them at all.
My understanding is...
Well, they may have some different fees. The cable companies have to use their own lines if they use somebody else's.
I understand your analogy. That's like both sides of a pancake is flat.
Oh, I know.
I totally get that. But the thing about it is, it's a big difference, is because, yes, they always charge those fees.
Right.
The difference here is, have those fees already been paid?
Exactly.
That'd be like you going to dinner, Ralph, and I paid for you to have dinner, but when you go to leave, they give you a bill.
Yeah.
Well, didn't John pay? Okay. Yeah.
The whole thing of it is if someone would call us and do a records request and wants to see the grant, federal grant for his safer,
right?
I would have to give it to him. They don't want to give that grant paper to him, so what are they hiding?
Right. No,
well,
no,
the other thing that makes it tough is, could if we went out...
And I don't even know. Those papers may not even be
in the county's possession. They exist. Anytime you get a grant, you got to hand it up paperwork, just like we have.
Paperwork exists. I just don't know if the county has them or if they're on.
They would have to have them because they received the grant.
Somewhere else. Okay.
But if I can, just a minute. The thing about them not turning over the records requests and us fighting to get these all this time frame, it keeps us, as you heard us, find grants. Could have we found another grant to help the residents cover the cost of either the meters or part of the tap fees? Because there, as you can see, the fire departments have found grants, the police departments found grants. I can't file for any type of grants unless I have all the paperwork saying what the township, what is being, how this project is being paid for. I have none of that information, so therefore I couldn't even try to help the residents because I have no paperwork.
Well, the point is, all the paperwork is handed from the public meetings and to the personally handed to the residents. I think in the county and county health department and so forth, they feel their obligations of passing all the information along. And these are the fees. I don't even know if they're. I don't even think the county or anybody, I don't know who controls those costs, to be honest with you.
Well, like I say, we can sit here and talk about
it. I know it.
I just have one question. If the county's one that got it from the federal government, can you not bypass the county and go to the federal government and get the same copy of the paperwork?
No, you can't.
You have to go through the county because the county's the one that received it. So as a resident, even you or me or anyone can say, I want to see a copy of that. By law, they have to, just like this meeting. If you say, and you wasn't at this meeting, and you want a copy of it, we would have to produce it, even though you wasn't here. If I say no records exist of that, you'd be like, what do you mean no records exist?
Right.
You had the meeting, didn't you? You got the grant, didn't you? You have to have the grant that you turned in. All the paperwork associated to that project, they have. It's asinine to think someone to say, oh, well, it doesn't exist. It does exist because you cashed the check.
Okay, well, we can keep discussing this.
Okay. Don?
Moving on.
I got a resolution here that also needs to be read. This one here for last year.
A what?
For the transfer for the Road and Bridge Fund.
Oh, yes.
From what?
The Road and Bridge Fund.
Oh, okay.
Move $46,829 from the general fund to Jim's Road, and we're trying for 26 for House Bill 50 properties. So let's make a motion to pass Resolution 16380. It's going to move $46,829.17 from the general fund over into the road and bridge fund for House Bill 50 properties.
And that's 17-040?
No, this is the last year's resolution.
Oh, okay.
Can I clarify that?
I just want to say, if you want to go ahead and...
And how the House Bill 50 works with us going out mowing grasses and abating properties and doing trash collection when people don't have trash picked up. The way the Ohio Revised Code reads, it is all supposed to be front-loaded out of the general fund. Well, every 2 weeks when we do payroll, if I was to give Lisa a form and say, hey, Ron worked 6 hours on House Bill 50 and Tom and Harold this and that, it would just be too crazy. So I record everything throughout the year, paying everything out of our funds. And then I give the general fund, I give the general fund a bill at the end of the year for them to reimburse me for it, since it's all supposed to be front loaded out of the general fund to start with. It's just a lot easier on us.
Okay. And that was resolution 16-380. 380. And it was
$46,829.17.
Had to get that 17 in there, didn't you?
Yes.
You may want.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes. You may want.
Yes.
You may want a copy of it. There's other paperwork underneath of it.
Thank you.
The only couple things. One is, I brought this in 2016. This was a list of items we hope to accomplish. And 2016, I feel, was a great year for Franklin Township. We got a levy passed, our fire department's back up and running. We don't have to close the fire station. I would say almost everything here has been implemented or we're working on it. For tearing houses down, we just heard resolution due tonight. Jim's going to tear down a total of 3 houses. I think we've probably got 20 or 30 more in the list that she's working on. So this year, we're hoping to be tearing down some more. Jim may not tear them down because they got a basement or a 2-story. We may have to get somebody else to get them tore down. Junk cars off the street. We've done, like I say, most of the stuff here we've implemented. It's working great. And it's all due to the board, the department, and everybody. We've had a good year. Just thanks to our residents to pass these levies. The only other thing is we've talked about this park that we have gotten from Havenwood Apartments over on off of Georgianville Road. They donated a piece of ground to us. It will be a public park, and they put in close to $7,000 or $8,000 in playground equipment and a lot of money in trees and grass and leveling and so forth. Well, there's some taxes on there, and I need to check out a little further on here. But these taxes are 2016 taxes before it got into our hands. After this is paid, we will not owe taxes on anymore because we are tax exempt. I need to find out, like I say, I'm gonna call on this. We'll probably end up having to pay it, but I don't think the tax rate is right. But we've got a bill on here of $5,366.40. Did you make any calls to find out what did they?
She told me that's the 2016 bill, and the property was turned over to us in August, so the company who had it before us would not have received that bill because
they didn't pay the taxes. Right.
They wouldn't have known because they would have gotten this in December. Right. But we had already transferred the property over in August, so they would not have seen that bill.
Wouldn't they have got that bill in January of 2016?
Is that a half year or a full year?
That's a full year, so they would have
gotten it. Yeah, she's telling me that all of it's due, so they didn't pay the first half.
So would that be, but wouldn't this, when it went through and they give it to us, did we not do a title search? Wouldn't that showed up in a title search?
I didn't handle.
It was a gentleman's agreement.
I'm sorry?
That was a gentleman's agreement.
It was. They just gave us the ground.
So they gave us the ground with the bill.
Right. Mm-hmm. To me, I think, you know, I hate to pay it, and I'm going to call on it and see if we can talk to John Rosenberg or some way to do something on it.
Well, even if you could get in my own personal opinion on that, because that showed up in my office, and I'm like, wait, time out. Mm-hmm. Well, I look at it. If
I didn't know where that property was.
If you could get them to cover the first half, and we have to cover the second half, logically thinking that's a small price to pay to have this beautiful piece of ground.
Over 2.5 acres.
Yeah.
And on the other end of it, what I don't understand, if it was in Kosick's hands, that's County Land Bank.
Why they get it?
They should have been tax exempt.
They were tax exempt too.
Why
then there
didn't
they
fill
any.
It out
should
and get
been.
Tax exempt?
I think,
well, like
I say,
I need to make some I need to make some phone calls on this, yeah. But I'd also like to make a resolution to pay this amount tonight.
Hold up just a minute, sir. I'm Brother Wade.
Well, I don't want it to go in late.
I understand that.
Well, if I make the resolution to pay up to this amount of money, then we're going to check on it. And if we have to pay it, we have to pay it.
Well, I understand.
If we can get away with less, we'll pay less.
Because it's due by the 20th, Ralph. We have to do something now in order to. We can't, unless we have a special meeting and come back in.
Right.
So all we're doing, either way, we're going to have to pay it.
So you made a resolution.
But if we can get a way around it.
It's actually due the following week. We got the next. So we have no choice.
I say, I'm going to try to get it some way.
Get it if you do.
But if I can't, we're going to have to pay it.
Yeah.
If we rent the park.
Yeah, I understand.
And, here's the thing. The park's in Franklin Township's name.
Yeah.
If you don't pay this, you're going to get another bill.
Start getting penalized.
And it's going to be penalized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to make a resolution, and we're at probably 40. 17040 to pay the property taxes at Havenwood Park. And we can give a parcel number if you want it.
Not to exceed.
On Westport Road. Not to exceed $5,366.40.
Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Well, it's certainly not a yes vote I want to make, but I'll vote yes just to keep the township in good standing there.
Okay, like I say, I'll hang on to this, but I'll make some phone calls tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And see what we can do.
Well, if they could figure out a way to forego a half a year's taxes or something like that, which I don't even think half a year's taxes.
Well, half a year
should be half
Half would be $2,600.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
That's a heck of a lot.
If they could get that. You know, I'm being
but
more
if they
than
were tax exempt, then we
right.
wouldn't have to pay
but
anything.
They have, if they didn't file for it.
Ask them just explain to them it's a donated property for a park and things of that nature, and they may forego it.
She told me
no.
The
whole thing was that property a park that stuffed on it before, or was it just a
See, that's the other thing. This had been vacant ground for 2 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
There was probably no taxes collected on it at all.
And then they put all this
in my mind, there's a lot of fighting to be done on that invoice.
Okay.
Questions from the audience, or we?
I don't have anything else, Ralph. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
I'm done.
Any questions from the audience?
No.
The audience have any questions?
Okay.
We'll make a motion to adjourn.
And then also,
I need a second,
we're adjourned,
please.
But also,
can I have a second, please?
I'll second. To all the commissioners got the same letter asking for
John?
Record requests. Yes.
Don?
Not just the
Ralph.
County.
Okay.
Yes.
That's still all right. Thank you, gentlemen. Whew.